Go behind the scenes with Colleen.
Hello, Jennifer Grondahl.
That's right.
Senior Vice President of Communications for the Baltimore Orioles. Thanks for checking in, and we've got things to talk about.
It's an exciting time. We're getting ready for the big day, of course, in Baltimore, and a couple things happening prior to that as well.
Yes, Major League Baseball opening day. We're looking forward to that April 1st, and then the Orioles home opener, and that's Thursday, April 8th. And obviously, Jennifer, new protocols. So my first question is, what will fans notice and encounter with the changes coming up this season?
I think a few things, one of which being that they will have to access the ballpark a little bit later than maybe typically. We're opening the gates 1 hour prior. We're going to just ask them to, of course, not come to the ballpark if they're not feeling well. You know, we have a responsibility to the public to keep as many people healthy as we can. But when they come to the ballpark, we're going to hopefully go ticketless. Digital tickets only, and then also cashless at the ballpark, trying to limit as many points of contact as possible.
Right.
From the moment they arrive at the ballpark, they will see, you know, everybody will be wearing a mask. Fans should wear a mask as well. And then get back into the ballpark and have that ballpark experience that I think everybody is really longing for.
Now, the payment type, you're talking no cash. Would that be the same thing for the food and beverage, the concession stand?
Everything from parking to, concession stand, anywhere that there is any kind of exchange of money will be credit only.
So I'm assuming, though, will you have the guys walking around, the guys and girls, I should say, the concession people with the food, or will it strictly be just the stands?
It will be the stands, and one of the important things to remember is that we're trying to have people not wander as much as they typically might do at the ballpark, you know, come in, get your concessions, go to your seat, trying to, you know, to your pod. As you know, we're doing pod seating this year.
Right.
And that's a little bit different, and that's, you know, with social distancing and what we're required to do to safely reopen the ballpark. That's something that we had to implement, and I think reseating all of our Birdland members has gone extremely well, and as you probably learned, we are opening for individual tickets as well, so people can start buying tickets for season.
Right now, the capacity is what, 25%, which is?
Yeah, it's just about 11,000 fans per game.
Now, will Will Call be open?
Will Call will be, again, digital ticketing only. You know, we want fans to purchase tickets at home. The ballpark app, they can use the ballpark app for scanning. Literally no exchange at the ballpark if we can avoid that. And of course, we'll always help people because we're the Orioles and customer service is really important to us.
What about the bag policy?
So the bag policy, we are allowing small clutch purses or medically necessary bags. But otherwise, again, limiting those touch points as people come into the ballpark. So another change. So a few little adjustments, but, you know, the baseball on the field, they probably won't notice too much of a difference once that starts.
All right, so a question for the kids. They going to be able to run the bases yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We have not committed to when we will begin that. But when we feel that it's safe, I'm confident that we'll bring it back and not a moment sooner because obviously, especially with the vaccines the way they are right now, they're only available to certain audiences. So we want to keep as many people safe as possible. And I think another important message for us this season is please go out and get vaccinated as soon as you can, because we see that as a major responsibility that we have as a club to message that to the public. Mm-hmm. Internally, we're trying to achieve 100% vaccination, and we're also going to encourage our fans to get vaccinated as well.
But right now, they don't have to show proof of that?
No, they do not.
Okay.
Nope.
But very exciting. J.J. Hardy, Mike Devereaux, Orioles announcer Joe Angel, all inductees into the Orioles Hall of Fame. And that,
we're very excited about
right.
that.
And there's a ceremony for that, right?
In August, we will honor them and, you know, look forward to having them back in Baltimore. Hopefully we'll be able to do that in person. We couldn't wait to announce that, as you know, very popular across our fans. And I can't wait to see those guys.
Well, thank you so much for the update. One more time, where can people get tickets?
Go to Orioles.com to purchase tickets. And I would just encourage people to go to Orioles.com/welcome back to read all of those policies that you just discussed with me. Make sure that you know exactly what's happening before you get to the ballpark and make it a positive experience.
All right. Jennifer, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for updating Baltimore. And go O's!
All right. Thanks very much, Colleen. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hear every episode of Behind the Scenes with Colleen at thebayonline.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.